Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Some suggest that the title for Psalms 9 and 10, Muth Laban, should be translated as Death of a Champion, and describes the long defiance and eventual defeat of Goliath and the Philistines. If that's the case, Psalm 11 fits well with the next story in David's life, 1 Samuel 18 and 19. Overriding Saul's relief at the Philistines' defeat was his consuming jealousy against David. Not only did the people sing his praises, but those of Saul's own family, Michal and Jonathan in particular, loved David. So Saul began to actively seek David's death. The wise thing to do was run away. But, said David, quote, "In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?" Psalm 11, verse 1. My father used to say, "The problem with trying to run away when you're in trouble is that wherever you go, you go." Ironically, David later writes, quote, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." Psalm 55, verse 6. But flying away would make a perfect target for my enemy, he says. Quote, "The wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart." Chapter 11, verse 2. Fleeing makes a man look guilty. It's clearly a dilemma when the man entrusted with upholding the law, Saul, is the one hunting. Or as David expresses it, quote, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Verse 3. There is one authority that outranks the king, and he's always in session. Quote, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven." Verse 4. He's the final arbiter of right and wrong. Verses 4 to 6. "No need to flee to the mountain when I can enter heaven's throne room at any time." Quote, "For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright." Verse 7. We're always treated right by him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.